Well, hello and welcome to the Paul Revere Show. My name is Mark Thompson. I'm a lawyer, proud to be a lawyer, and honored to have you with us here tonight. Every Monday night, 7 to 8 p.m., Devil's Radio, The Shaw, live here from Waukesha. 5:40 a.m. and 101 or 92.7 FM. Welcome back. Here it is, February 21, 2022, President's Day. We're going to talk a bit tonight about why this is called the Paul Revere Show, what led up to it, why we're discussing it, and then we're going to talk about some threats to democracy, and we're going to have Dan Lenz in from Law Forward. It's a organization of lawyers that are out protecting our democracy and our election rights. And we are going to be talking about the latest attacks on democracy and the latest with former Justice Michael Gabelman's search for who knows what, folks. But why Paul Revere? Well, Paul Revere, remember, he started this poem, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere." That poem was published in 1861 by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. He was an abolitionist. He was a true believer in our democracy. He was very, very concerned about the war between the states, the war against slavery, the war for the Union, the war for democracy. And his poem was a call, a cry for action, a cry to get out. Remember, in quotes, "In the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will waken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere." He was scared to death in 1861 as to what was going to happen and how that war was going to turn out and whether the Union would succeed. And in the middle of that war, our greatest president, Abraham Lincoln, wrote a famous speech. And I want to share it with you tonight because it's very, 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 very important. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead, we take increased devotion to that cause for which they here gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Well, folks, we're here, and this show's called The Paul Revere Show, because government by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. But folks, that's only true if we're willing to fight for it and pay the price. So where are we today in Wisconsin? What is at stake in our democracy? So I wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about a couple of friends of mine that I serve with on the Wisconsin Election Commission. Marge Bostelman. She's a Republican appointee to the Election Commission and serves as our secretary. You need to know this. She was the Greene County Clerk from 1993 to 2021. She ran those elections in Greene County for all those years. Now in retirement, she serves as a youth teen leader at Terra Shores Evangelical Free Church and is a member of the Green Lake Rotary. Does she sound like a criminal to you? Just think of that. I'll get to that in a minute. There are some Republicans that think she's a criminal. Can you believe it? Dean Knutson. He's also a member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. He's also a Republican appointee to the commission. He is a veterinarian and medical director of New Richmond Veterinary Clinic. He was the city of Hudson's mayor from 2008 to 2010. And he was a state representative from 2011 to 2017. While he served in the assembly, he created the Wisconsin Election Commission. He was subsequently appointed to it. I serve with Marge and Dean. So why am I talking about them? Why am I talking to you tonight on President's Day? Because I want to remind everybody, right? It's almost 2 years now that we've been living in COVID, this COVID mess. But I want to take everybody back. February of 2020, it was just starting to hit. But by early March, with an April election coming up, COVID hit. The most vulnerable folks were folks that lived in nursing homes, our senior citizens. They had the highest death rate. They were at greatest risk. And folks, the doctors, the experts didn't know what was going on. All those facilities were shut down. Federal and state edicts said no one was allowed in. Heck, folks, if you remember, if you had loved ones there, you couldn't even go visit them. People had to watch through windows, right? As people suffered and died. Well, we were faced, the Election Commission was faced with this crisis. How is it that folks that were in these facilities with no one allowed in, how would they be able to vote? Well, the law allows for folks that are in nursing homes to request or have applications on file for absentee ballots. And the Election Commission, right, Marge and Dean and me and three others, we all voted in public at a meeting. We are going to allow clerks to send absentee ballots into those homes so those folks, those seniors, could exercise their constitutional right to vote. Nobody said boo about this. Everybody said, yes, folks should be able to vote. They should be able to exercise their constitutional right to vote. But no, a sheriff from Racine County proclaimed that doing that somehow broke the law. Somehow broke the law. And that Marge and Dean, upright, decent people, decent citizens. Look, I may disagree with them on policy issues. And we've had disagreements publicly. But I know this, they are not criminals. And what they did was not criminal. And for the sheriff to so assert is just an outrage. And I'm asking my fellow citizens and folks that worry about democracy, take note. Be proud, be brave, fight for democracy, and let liberty continue in our state. We'll be back on the other side.